Amy Wall is a proud curly horse owner from Peshtigo, Wisconsin. She says people are often drawn in by the horse's curly coat, tail, and mane because it doesn't look like a standard horse. She describes what you see when you do lay eyes on a curly horse.
For the most part, a very standard, typical curly horse will have ringlet mane, wavy or very curly, curly coat, body coat in winter. It sheds out. They could look like a normal horse almost in summer, but they may or may not shed it. Their mane and tail might keep it, might not. It just depends on the breeder and the certain lines of curly horses, because there's a small number of breeders that have a very big impact on a rare breed.
I mean, in my ringlets, it is ringlets. It actually looks like you had crimped the horse's hair or something. It looks styled that way.
Corkscrew spirals in their manes and tails, their fetlocks. They have even curly hair, even in their ears. Eyelashes that might be somewhat curly also. They're adorable. The foals are extremely adorable.
Tell me about how this came to be. What is the history of the curly horse? What is the purpose?
There's a number of theories that have gone back hundreds of years. They're depicted in ancient Asian artwork. If you've ever seen some of the statues and the paintings, it looks like those horses have little swirls and curls on their bodies. But it hasn't been until more recent years where we've had more DNA tests that have become available, and they're leaning towards mostly American feral horses, the American Mustangs, where the lion's share of the curly horses have originated from. Although they have received the name Bashkir Curly, but that dates back to Barnum and Bailey, that was promoting a curly horse in one of his shows. And to get people in, they loved the idea of something being exotic, not from America, to draw the people in, and that's where that name somewhat stuck. But there's a few different breed organizations. We have sizes and shapes of every type of curly imaginable. If you are looking for a mini pony size, leaning towards dressage horses and more drafty sizes, we have something in every size, shape, and color. Gated horses, non-gated horses, and a big plus is, I don't know if you knew that they were hypoallergenic for the most part.
Let's talk about that, because, you know, my sister is an example of someone who, you know, she kind of gets a rash when she's around horses, but it sounds like with the curlies, you don't have that problem.
It depends on the person who's allergic, so you might have to test a few out to see. You might have a reaction, you might not. Test out a few different ones, but for those people that love horses and thought that it was just a wild dream because you were allergic, this might be the horse for you.
If you're interested in owning a curly horse or being around these horses, you can actually get samples, hair sure. samples sent to you.
I would say almost every curly horse owner or breeder that I know would be willing to send a sample to you. A few different samples, great group of people. I would strongly encourage anybody who is interested in finding out more about a curly horse, just get in touch with anybody. There's a number of groups that you could touch base with. You could call the registries, you know, once again, search the internet, you'll find the registries, and they'll direct you to good sources of information and get you in touch with the curly of your dreams.
What are some of the other benefits of a curly?
So I'm going to be, I might be a little biased, but very puppy dog in your pocket type personalities, you know, the majority of them, you know, they just are very people oriented. They're willing to please for the most part and be a good partner. One other quality that some people aren't aware of, there are breeders out there that actually use the curly horse hair that sheds out there. They don't shave them like a sheep, although they look a lot like a sheep, their winter hair, but they spin that fiber into yarn and use it to create anything you want, hats, scarves, sweaters, or they even felt it into other usable products.
And there you have it. If you were not sold on a horse before, maybe you are now with this rare breed, the Curly Horse. As Amy Wall explained, they are cute as a teddy bear, lovable animals, allergy friendly, and if you're into the fiber arts, you can spin their hair. Amy is a Curly Horse owner and advocate from Peshtigo. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.